In the arms of an angel. Far away from here.
What's up, sausage man?
Oh, good golly. I'm ready to have all of that sausage.
Sausage man, excelsior.
Yes, we had to record a little late because I was in the midst of chicken sausages. But they look pretty good.
They do look fantastic. They look
fantastic.
Put a
nice little char on them.
I made some tomato tiam.
What? Excuse me? You cut out right there.
Tomato tiam.
Tiam?
Tiam.
What is tiam?
It is a... It's basically like baked vegetables. So what you do is you take a zucchini, you take squash, like little squashes, potatoes, and tomatoes. And you slice them all up, like thin slices. And then you take a pan, you spray it, so with some kind of nonstick spray. And then you put the vegetables in rows. So like on a typical 19 by 14 or 9 by 14 pan, you can do three rows. Of vegetables, and you're interweaving the vegetables. So you do like a zucchini, a slice of squash, a slice of potato, a slice of tomato, a slice of zucchini, a slice of squash, a slice of potato, a slice of tomato. So you go in that like that,
and then you bake it, and you're able to like cut it out. It does everything like stay pretty firm.
Yeah. So so what you do is before you do that, you cook some onions and garlic. And you spread that on the bottom of the pan. And then you do this vegetable. I mean, it looks like basically kebabs, except you don't have a kebab stick. And then you bake it, you cover it, and you bake it for 30 minutes. And then you take it out, uncover it, put your cheese on top, and then you bake it for 10 more minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
But does the tomatoes cook, or tomatoes, do the potatoes cook long enough to make them nice?
Yeah, if you slice them thin... They're like just past the point where they're not crunchy anymore, but not quite at the point where they just melt when you cut into it.
Are you using your mandolin slicer?
Nah, bro. I chop with a knife, like a real man.
I don't know. I mean, we are fancy here. Mandolin slicer would be appropriate.
It would be. My wife asks me that every time I make it. She's like, why don't you use the mandolin? I was like, why would I use the mandolin? I have a knife. I have great knife skills, Nick.
I don't doubt that.
I have great knife skills. So for me, it's actually not faster to use the mandolin. Because when I cut it with the knife, it's basically like I have the entire vegetable, but it's just sliced. With the mandolin, I always feel like it just goes everywhere. It doesn't look neat.
It does. It does go everywhere, but it's uniformed.
I don't care about that. It's all going in my belly.
I know, but I want it to look pretty. So this is like a fancy scallop potato.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, yeah.
I made a dish similar to that where I was building layer upon layer.
Yeah.
Except it was cheese. It was like cheesy. I could swear it was like cheddar cheese, cream cheese. And then like you said, sliced potatoes and then like thin sliced ham. Not lunch meat ham, but like off the bone.
Like real like ham. Spiral.
Yeah. And you layer that, even though it isn't that uniform because the ham sort of goes everywhere, but you still get nice little like sections and layers. And you do the same thing. You bake it, and it was like a pimped out scallop potato. It was delicious.
You know, now that you mentioned the scallop potato, I think next time I'm going to make some cream of mushroom.
Oh.
And try it, like top it with that, bake it, and then take it out, do the cheese, bake it again. So I don't
like the green bean casserole with the like cream of chicken or cream of mushroom soup.
My wife hates that.
Yeah, I don't like that. But the way you're going, in my head, what I would be doing, I would be using those like out of the can onions. That's what I'd be confident. That would be because those are really I like those. I would eat those without a doubt if those were on a nice little casserole.
But then I couldn't use the browned onions at the bottom.
Sure you could. It's just layers of flavor, baby. Come on.
Welcome to the flavor train.
Yeah, you get some crunchy, you get some, you know, nice brown sautéed onions.
Maybe. I'll try that. I'll try that.
I think you need to do the Martin TM.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Where I slice my fingers off and I put them into the pan as well.
Then you tell your daughters, ask what it is, and you're like, I'm not going to tell you.
No, I just tell them it's chicken. That's what I tell them every time.
What was the last thing that you made that you wouldn't tell them what it was, but everyone loved it?
It was the vegan tacos.
Yeah, but there was something in it that everybody would be like, oh my God, I would never want it. And I want to say it was like brains or escargot or something. You told me on the podcast.
Man, I can't remember.
Because that's what you should be putting into it. Where they're just like, this is, oh, it was it bone marrow?
It was the bone marrow. Yeah.
I bet you that'd be good in the Martin TM.
A little bone marrow in there. Yeah, that might be good.
It would add some nice depth of flavor.
That would kick it out. Oh, you know what? I could fry the onions and the garlic in a little bone marrow.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
See, now we're talking.
But I'm telling you, those onions out of the can, those crunchy. Oh,
yeah, man. I like those.
Hell yeah. Right on top of that? Mm-hmm. Hey.
When I was much younger, I used to just eat them out of the can.
I never could do that because my mom would find that can and be very upset, or I would eat the entire can and then I would be very upset. So. No good.
Yeah. Well, you know, they used to come in like the little tin container. Well, it wasn't tin, whatever, it was aluminum. They don't come that way anymore. Now it's plastic. Everything's plastic.
Really? I thought you were going to say like in a bag.
Oh, yeah, you can get them in a bag too.
Yeah, one of those fancy, like, rip-open bags.
Yeah, the resealable bags. Garbage, too. Yeah, that's garbage, too. Good times. But, it was real good. Very enjoyable. It's a great dish.
Quick question for
yes,
you.
Yes, I have answers.
And I don't know what you have planned for this podcast, the Nerdy Legion podcast.
With Nick Webber. Yes.
With Martin Ferretti.
No.
What?
What?
What? But I wanted to ask you... two video game related questions.
I like video games.
One, I know you do.
I'm updating my Steam library right now.
Oh, well, then actually it's going to be more than two. Are you part of the Epic library?
I am not. I have some very strong opinions on the Epic Game Store.
Of course you do. You're Martin. This Nerdy Legion with Martin Ferretti. Of course.
Yes.
So you haven't tried because right now this game that is in early access through the Epic Games store. Obviously, if you're not part of the Epic Games store, it might not be on your radar. But did you know that they came out with a World War Z third-person shooter game?
Really? Is it good?
I watched a quick look on it.
That book came out like 20 years ago.
I know, and the movie came out like 5 years ago.
Jeez.
Don't ask me. I have no idea. But as a zombie horde game, holy Christ, did they make that horde mechanic pretty, like the quick look that I watched was Giant Bomb. And oh my God, there were a couple points where it's like, yep, the hordes of zombies swarming all over the place. Like the mass confusion was crazy. And I'm like, I got to tell Mr. Ferretti about this one because I could see this being like, turn off your brain and like, I just want some hyper violence. Let me play this.
So I'm not going to watch the video now because I'm respectful of our time on the podcast, but I am looking at pictures of it. It looks like Dying Light.
Sort of, but it's also $35. So you can't expect too much.
$35. What is it? A demo?
No, it's early access, but I guess it's just a budget title. I mean, there's a lot of ragdolly physics, don't get me wrong, but it looks like a cool little sandbox.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. You got to be wary of those early access games, though, sometimes. Yeah. What was that game that was complete hot garbage? The Division.
Don't you even get the hell out of here. I'm ending the pod. Hang up the phone. We're ending this podcast right now.
Let me explain myself because I know you like the game.
I love the game.
I know you like the game. Did you play it in early access though?
No, because all early access games are garbage. So why do that?
So I was very excited for the division.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough to get into the early access from extremely early. In fact, so early that the first time I played it, it wouldn't even boot. Eventually it did. But I had all kinds of problems with that game. And by the time they released it, I was like, I don't even want to buy it now.
I completely understand. I played many demos for games that I was completely hot on, and the demo soured me on for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So
things like there's music groups that, like, if you don't like the lead singer's voice or the style of the music, you're not going to like them. Like, just, you're just not going to like that group.
Yeah.
No matter how much praise gets heaped on it. So when I hear people like smash the division, that's fine. But it is one of those things that, like, as soon as they say, oh my God, that cluttery UI, oh, there's so much garbage going on in that UI.
True.
Where for me, it's like, I just want more of that hot garbage. I freaking love it. It's just like, oh my God, like my eyes, my OCD is working overtime on that thing.
So let me throw this in there, because funny, I know you weren't on Discord tonight, so you couldn't have seen my message. But Ronnie shared a video of Left 4 Dead earlier. Which,
yeah, I know Turtle Rock has a new game out.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going with it?
No. Because he was saying Left 4 Dead is the best zombie movie or zombie game of all time. And Ooh. Of course, I, being Martin Ferretti, lover of all things zombies, beg to differ.
You had to correct
them. I had to correct them. So let me give you my top five best zombie games of all time.
I like it. Okay.
All right. At number one, Dead Island.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good. So good. The first time
I played. That's another game, because didn't they come out with a trailer for that like 6 months before the actual game came?
Yep.
And the trailer was completely different.
Well, not really, because it was like an extended version of the first like 15 minutes of the game.
But it's like the mother, like, the death of a daughter. I swear, yeah, and it looked so different.
That's true. That was in there.
Oh, come on. Okay, go on.
All right, so number one, Dead Island. I love the shit out of that game. In fact, I still play it, and that game's 7-8 years old. I still play it. In fact, I did a full run-through of it a couple months ago. Great game.
Did you play the sequel?
I have. Not as good as the first one, but it's good.
Okay. Do you like that developer's style of games? Didn't they do Dying Light?
They did do Dying Light, which is also on this list.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Yeah. So Dead Island, number one. Number two, The Last of Us. Fantastic.
Is that really zombies?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
I thought that was an Outbreak move. The Outbreak game.
It is an Outbreak, but you know what the Outbreak is?
It ain't zombies.
It is. People are infected with cordyceps mushrooms in their brain. Same as World War Z.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Also, maybe I've played more zombie games than I'm actually giving myself credit for. Go on.
I'm telling you. Also, the same outbreak that happens in The Girl with All the Gifts. I don't know if you saw that movie.
No.
Oh, you should watch it. It's good. I'm rereading the book now. I read it before the movie came out. The book is much better than the movie.
Does the movie, when they're describing the movie in the little summary sentences at the beginning, is the word zombie anywhere in there?
No, they call them the hungry.
Yeah, I think that's sort of why.
Yeah. The thing that they messed up on the movie is they don't have the junkers. The junkers are like a group of humans that can like kind of live among the zombies and sort of control them sometimes.
Wow.
They don't show up in the movie at all, which is weird, because like that's how the zombies break into the military base. Spoiler alert. In the book, but in the movie, the zombies just break in there. Mm. But anyways, the book, fantastic. I'm reading it right now. I'm about halfway through.
Okay.
Or let me rephrase, because Michael get angry. I'm listening to it on Audible.
There you go. Thank you. I'm with Mike on this one. Thank you.
I'm reading it on Audible, and it's great. Worth it.
Okay.
All right, so Last of Us, number two. Number three, classic. Resident Evil 4. Not one, not two, not three, not five, not whatever other garbage they put out. And a lot of those are garbage. Number four, the best one of the series.
I think I have played a lot more zombie games. Go on.
Continue. Oh, by the way, so I've never played 7. For some reason, I never played 7. But I did get an early access demo of 7. And, Nick, you know me. I love scary shit. I nearly shit my pants like the first 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. It was fucking scary.
Well, then how could that not be high on the list?
Because I never played the full game.
How did you not play the full game?
Because I was so scared of that demo.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was the wimpy one on the Nerdy Legion. What the
hell? That game is scary as shit, for real.
I don't doubt. Is that the one that, like, you can do in VR as well?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Some of the slime mechanics when I was watching a couple of quick looks on that. Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Yeah, well, yes. But let me tell you, it's scary like OG scary. It's all like suspense scary, like atmosphere scary. And that shit is the fucking scariest to me.
Sounds like you need to play through that.
Yeah, I might need to. I will at some point.
Okay.
And I was all ready, dude. Like, I popped the demo in. I turned off the lights. I had my headphones on. And, I was like, all right, I'm done right now. My heart's beating fast.
Jeez.
All right, so that's number three. Number four, Dying Light. Fantastic game.
Have you played the sequel?
I have not played the sequel.
Wow.
Nope, but I love the first one. Great graphics, too. And then number five, Left 4 Dead.
That is a hot list right there.
That is a hot list.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, good list. So I don't play anything on the Epic Game Store because I believe in freedom and Epic does not, and so therefore I do not support Epic.
Wow. Shots fired.
They only make a Windows client. As you know, I don't use Windows. I only use Linux, and therefore usually I only buy games that are specifically made or at least ported to Linux. That's the reason why I like Steam is Steam has an amazing client that basically translates Windows games in real time. So I can still play my Windows library collection on my Linux box with no problem. 99% of the games work exactly the same or better. But Epic will not do that. And in fact, I'm going to quit playing Rocket League because Epic just bought Rocket League Studios and, they're not going to be on Steam anymore.
Well, since Epic didn't create World War Z, I'm sure you can wait for their timed release, and I'm sure it will come out on Steam sooner or later.
If it shows up on Steam, then I will gladly support it.
I'm just letting you know, I think you'd really enjoy the horde mechanics.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I'm very excited that the developers of Left 4 Dead Turtle Rock are coming out with another. They didn't say Left 4 Dead because they don't own that, but it's called something for something. I don't know.
Leaving Five Not Alive.
I thought it was like Leaving Four Alive or something like that.
Oh, that's hilarious. I just like, made that up, but that's hilarious.
Where they use the dumb four, just like.
Oh.
It's the same thing.
Interesting. Now I'm curious.
Just like I'm waiting for the Burnout crew to do another game that'll be Burn Something. Wink, wink. Well, you know what this is. Come on, get in here.
Here we go. Back for Blood.
There you go. Back for Blood.
Interesting. A co-op game. No thanks.
No, that's why I'm loving it. That's why I love Left 4 Dead. And that's why I love Division. I'm too old. I've decided I'm too old for multiplayer games. I just have the twitch reflexes. But would I like to get into a game like Destiny or Division with my buddies and be like, you take over there, I'll take over here, and you're playing against the, you know, the AI?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Tons of fun.
Yeah.
But when you're playing like a death match, oh good God. My kill to death ratio is like 6 to 35. Like, oh, terrible. And I am having fun when I'm playing with my buddies, even with that horrible kill to death. But it's one of those things, if they're not on, I ain't playing that. I have other games to jump into.
Sure, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't need to be mopped on the floor umpteen times. Nope. No thank you. Video game question for you.
Yeah.
Did you check out the new trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog.
I knew you were going to tell me that.
podcast, the only podcast that talks about the Sonic the Hedgehog.
did I hear about it? Yes. Did I watch it? No.
Come on, Cyclops is in it.
Oh, is he? Who is he?
It's right before he goes into outer space. He's a cop.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
And plenty of Jim Carrey in that trailer for you.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim Carrey is my least favorite comedian.
Yes.
With Will Ferrell being my second least favorite.
Wow.
And Adam Sandler being my third least favorite. But had you asked me this like 20 years ago, the list would be different.
Sure.
Did you ever see the
Jim Carrey, what was it, that documentary that he did?
Oh, no, I want to see it. It's not streaming, though, right?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we talked about it a while ago.
Yeah, we did. What's it called? It's about that guy, right?
Yeah, I think it's whatever it is, Kaufman and Me.
Yes, that's it, that's it. Damn it, it's on Netflix? Yeah. Oh, shit, how did I not know this? Did you tell me that?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I watched it the first day it came out, dude. Wait, was all over that.
Did I put it on my queue? Let's find out. Let's play a game. It's called Martin Gets on Netflix While Recording a Podcast. Brand new game.
At least you're not buying stuff. Think of it that way.
Why won't it let me sign in? Oh, there we go. Thank you. Uh-oh. Thank you. And, you know, Netflix is weird when you're behind the VPN. They don't like you watching their content on a VPN.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, very weird. They shouldn't do that. Oh, no. Don't autoplay Netflix, you damn bastard. All right. Kaufman.
Just type in Jim Carrey. You'll get it.
And Jim and Andy.
There you go. Jim and Andy.
Oh, there we go. Man.
It's good.
That beard is epic.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jim Carrey as a dramatic actor. What was that movie he did? The Number 23? That was good. I like that.
Yeah, he's good in dramas. Mm-hmm. Other than Dumb and Dumber, I don't think I can sit through any of his comedies.
Yeah, I don't like that, like, really, like, I don't know what the best word to use, like buffoon type comedy. I'm not a big fan. What was that guy? Jim Farley? Is that his name? Jim Farley?
The Farley brothers who directed Dumb and Dumber?
No.
And Something About Mary?
The guy that was on SNL that died, that was buddies with Spade. Wasn't his name?
Oh.
Farley, right?
Chris Farley. Yeah, fat guy in a little coat.
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I get it.
Not my thing.
I understand.
Same with, I mentioned Will Ferrell. Like, when he does, he's good with comedy, but when it's, like, over the top, not a big fan. So, yeah. Like, Talladega Nights, loved it. That shit was funny. Mm-hmm. Step Brothers, loved it. But all the other ones, I'm like, And then he does drama, too. And he's a good dramatic actor, but his drama movies aren't as good. I don't know. What's that other guy? The Office guy, Carell. Same with him. Like, he loves doing serious shit, but it's so boring. So boring. All right, let's play a new game. Is Martin's theme library updated yet? Nope. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor is still updating. All right.
Sheesh.
Cool. It's good that they still update that. You know, that's not a new game.
No, that isn't.
So, yeah. I think I'm going to get in. I sent an email for this. So, you remember Doom, right? The game Doom?
I remember the book. Are you talking Frank Herbert's book?
No, not Dune, although I'm very excited for this movie. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about Doom, the video game.
Oh.
The third-person shooter.
Yes.
So, Romero is doing, like, an update pack with, like, unreleased levels for this game that's 40 years old.
Sheesh.
He's releasing, like, these 9 levels that never made it to the game, and then like some other like new levels.
Do they all revolve around Satan?
Yes. It's like kind of a sequel, like a 1.5, like between Doom and Doom. I think it's between Doom and Doom 3, because I think he doesn't consider Doom 2 like part of the series or something. anyways, so he's doing that. But Nicholas Wetmore.
Yes.
There is a special limited edition of this game.
And does it come with a vial of holy water? I don't doubt it.
No. The limited edition comes in a special collector's item, What do you think that special collector's item would be?
A Hellhound plushie.
That would be too easy.
I'm just guessing. A wooden stake.
Oh, that would be awesome, but no.
Hmm.
Back in the day, how did you get your games for your Atari 2600 or whatever? What was the computer? Commodore? No. What was
Does it come on a floppy disk, a 3.5?
Very close. It comes with a USB. It comes in a USB drive that looks like a floppy disk. And I have to have that.
How much is this pimped out version?
It's like $50.
Oh, that ain't bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Does it come with a voiceover track of Romero discussing what he thought of while doing different stages of Doom?
I don't think so.
That's a missed opportunity. Does it have John Carmack talking?
Oh, well, boy. You know, Carmack and Romero don't like each other.
I know. That's why I was curious which one is fronting this version of Doom.
No, this is all Romero.
Yeah, all I can't Romero. There isn't a devil shirt included or something?
No. Nope.
Romero's all about the Satan. Come on.
Yeah, what's it called? I think it's called Sigil.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. I hope this will have some available. So I want that floppy disk USB drive.
You need to jump on and order it right now.
Well, you can't order it. Apparently, they were put for our pre-order last year.
Uh-oh.
And it's coming out in like a month or two. And they said, if you miss the orders, send an email and we'll try to fill whatever orders we can.
Nice.
So that's what I did. I haven't replied yet. I haven't checked, because, you know, I don't check my email anyway. There's that. Yeah. But I will check my email just so I can see if Romero or his people replied to me.
I'm sure John Romero will respond to you directly.
Yeah, he'll stop his Ferrari to check his email.
I was going to say he's going to lean out of his Ferrari and yell at his multiple secretaries. Send Martin Ferretti the thumbs up on that. Thank you.
There he goes,
down the street.
But that's cool. Because, like, he doesn't do anything anymore, right? Like, Carmack still does stuff.
Yep.
But Romero hasn't really done anything. He just cashed out and peaced out.
Yeah, he has rock star money. Why should he not peace out?
That's very true. It's very
true. Like the guys that sold BioWare. Now, all of a sudden, there's I thought it was two or three guys that sold BioWare. Mm-hmm. And now, all of a sudden, like, one just went off and, like, he's on beer adventures. That's, you know, he's really into craft beer, so he wanted to go down that road.
That's great.
And now the other guy's back at BioWare. It's like, dude, didn't you get enough money? Or did the failing company now just like, here, let me back up the Brinks truck and get your name on a game, so hopefully all the old school fans will come back because you're back on this. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. I think that ship has sailed.
Yes, I would agree.
That ship has sailed. When they did that, what was it called? Like Jade Empire or something? Remember that?
Oh, don't even start with Jade Empire. That was good. I think you just want to push my button.
Maybe. That's possible. I've been known to do that once or twice.
Jade Empire's awesome.
Jade Empire's all right.
Oh, it's awesome.
It was all right.
Back in the day, it's awesome. Can it stand up to today?
No,
not at all.
See, that's what I'm saying? You need timeless, bro.
No, timeless. I don't need timeless. I like to be stuck in something that's like, oh yeah, Division was awesome for that time period. Do I want that to live on for the next 20 years? No. Don't need it to.
I guess maybe.
I can move on.
I guess. Did you ever read that book, what was it called? Harbingers of Doom or something? Oh, God. Doom book. Let's just do that. No, that's going to give me fucking books about Doom. Anyways, it's a book about the story of, like, Doom and how Carmack and Romero made it huge. And, like, they're falling out and, like, a bunch of, like, real-life stories. It's freaking awesome.
I just put in biography of Doom.
Yeah.
And my first response back, maybe this says what I use this computer for, but my first response back is MF Doom biography.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes. What, yes.
What name does he go by now? It's not MF Doom anymore, is it? Because he changes his name like every 6 months.
He does. And the last time that I saw it was he went back to MF Doom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But now I want to find out. Prophet? No, not Prophet of Doom.
Prophets of Doom? Maybe.
No.
You know what I should do? I should really just sign into my Audible account.
I was going to say, they have to have an Audible.
Yeah, they do. That's where I read it or listened to it. Whatever you do in Audible. Matter of fact, we're going to play a new game. It's called Martin Gets on His Audible Account and checks for stuff that he wants to talk about. Man, I'm too secure. Now I got to get my phone and get my 6-digit PIN number for my Audible account.
Masters of Doom.
Masters of Doom. You got it.
Thanks. You ring the bell.
Bingo. Bingo.
I knew we'd get there.
Masters of Doom. Everyone should read that. It's fucking awesome.
Hey, I want you to walk me through, but first I'm going to do a little tangent before I'll rev you up and then you can walk me through the story. But first I'm going to waylay it a little bit. But I want you to walk me through your search engine kerfluffle regarding Lowe's and Windows screens. But first, let me take you on a tangent because I had a similar thing happen to me on Netflix.
Oh.
I have watched, I think there's two comedy specials by Anthony Jeselnik on Netflix. And usually I don't like insult comics, but for whatever reason, I love me some Anthony Jeselnik.
Sure.
So I knew his new comedy special, Fire in the Maternity Ward, was coming out this week. So I figured, there's no way. Netflix knows me. I go in, boom. You gave this a thumbs up. You might like this thing. And sure as shit, I do like that thing. Okay, thank you. Well, I go in knowing that this just got released, and I look in the what's first. I figured I would be greeted as soon as I signed in. Big screen picture of him. Here's his new comedy special. Click to play. No such luck. I look down in the what's new. It's all old stuff. I've seen all this. Been there, done that. And I scrolled, honest to God, probably 30 items to the right, and then finally there it was. And I'm curious, does Netflix just assume, oh, you've watched all those Star Wars movies. You don't need the next Star Wars movie. We'll have you search for that. We'll put stuff that you might like that we can hook you on something else.
I think that's what they're doing.
I definitely think that's what they're doing. Because yeah. They definitely serve me up a lot more stand-up comedy specials of people that I have not watched. But I've gone in, like I said, watched those, and I'm like, dang, those are good. I'll rate them thumbs up. But I think that's the game they're playing.
I see. It's very possible.
Really bizarre. Yeah, really bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Their recommendation engine sucks.
I don't know if it's... I think it might be pretty damn smart. If they're serving me up stuff that they just assume because of this, I might like this. That's pretty smart.
But you know what you would like better? The sequel to the thing you just watched.
I would agree, yeah, but I think that's too safe. That's playing it too safe. I don't know.
So you're right. It might be possible that they're trying to steer you away from watching the same kind of content all the time.
Yeah, or just get you involved in, like, sending you down a different path, sure. A different road to watch other stuff that's similar.
Yes. Let me reload this Lowe's website, because right now I do not have permission to access Lowe's.com on the server. Oh, there it is. We found it. Good. They let me in again.
Well, they don't like you, so no surprise.
That's true. They haven't even replied to me yet.
God, that's so crazy.
That's terrible customer service.
Lowe's, I'm still available. You can still hire me. I'm looking for a job as we speak.
What's happening? I just tried to do a search and it gave me, you don't have permission to access again. Am I blocking them? I'm probably blocking them. You know, I have a lot of blockers on my browser.
Oh, I'm so surprised at that.
Yes. You know what? Yeah, I know what it is. I use this extension called Decentralize, and, any like assets, like remote assets on a website, it reroutes them, through like their own servers, and if they have a locally cached copy, like they serve that instead of whatever the website has. And Lowe's hates that because their programmers suck. Yep, I said it. What's up? Oh, well, you know what? It looks like maybe my comment worked, because I just did a search for window screens at Lowe's.com, and now I actually get window screens instead of washing machines and dryers.
And didn't Aaron search for Martin and he got served that stuff?
It was really funny, actually. So I tweeted about my first search. And then I did a secondary search. Here's what happened. Well, I'm going to tell you the story in a minute, but
yeah, give me the story. Well, give the listener a story.
Solomon Grundy, my dog, he's been very anxious lately for some reason. We can't figure out why. And he's always suffered from a little separation anxiety, but this past like week or two has been ridiculously bad. Like we come home and there's just like shit everywhere. Curtain rods are like torn off the windows. So my wife and I are trying to figure out what we're going to do with this dog. We're thinking like maybe we'll get him a Xanax prescription and try that. But, yeah, he's been really bad. So anyways, I came home and, I opened the garage and here comes Solomon walking out with his legs like black, like pitch black.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, God damn it, he got out the backyard.
Uh-oh.
Because our backyard is fenced in. But somehow or other he managed to get out of the backyard and into the woods behind the house.
Oh.
And it's a little marshy back there. So his legs are super muddy. So anyway, so I bring him into the house. I clean up all the shit that he destroyed around the house. And one of the things he had done, and this is how he got out of the house, by the way, it's been warm, but not like blistering hot. So my wife, when that's the case, my wife likes to turn the AC off and we open the windows. Well, apparently she left one of the windows open in the living room and she puts the ottoman in front of the window so the cat can look out the window. Well, she also didn't move the ottoman. And so the dog got on the ottoman, kicked out the screen.
I gotta get out of here.
Kicked out the screen and was just wandering around the marsh for hours. I'm assuming hours. I don't know how long. But, I mean, we left the house. I left at 7. She left a little bit after. And I was home at, like, 4 o'clock, I think. 4:30.
That mud is very inviting, though.
It is.
In her defense.
And the thing, like, he doesn't run away. He just wants to play back there and then, like, come back at some point. And fortunately, the other dogs didn't get out because this particular window doesn't actually stay up. So my wife had propped it up with something, I can't remember, like a little tub of Clorox wipes. And so when he jumped out, he ended up knocking the little tub of Clorox wipes, so the window shut, so the other dogs could not get out. So it was just him.
Maybe he just wanted to, he thought he would bring the Clorox wipes with him, so once he got muddy, he can clean himself.
Oh, it gets better.
Smart dog.
Gets better. So anyway, so I let him in, fix all the stuff up. My wife and I talk. And I was like, all right, I'm going to put all the curtain rods back up. I fixed everything up. Okay. The next day comes. I come home. The house is destroyed again. And like he even spilled the water bowl. So they used to have just a regular water bowl. But when we got the cat, we ended up using one of our crock pot containers, whatever they're called. Jeez. The ceramic thing that's super heavy.
Jesus.
We own multiple crock pots because that's what we do. So one of them we use as their water bowl.
So it's a water trough at this point.
Yes. That way the cat can't knock the water out. Okay?
Right.
Because the cat would like start drinking and then like start pouring it and then like knock the fucking water bowl over. So there's just like a gallon of water in the freaking dining room.
Sure.
All right, so that was fixed. But anyways, so and I look, there's the thing spilled over, there's water all over the place. I'm like, God damn it, it had to be Solomon. And I walk around the house and there's just shit everywhere. I'm like, God damn it. So I let them out so I can go clean up. So I start cleaning everything up. I texted my wife, I was like, we gotta do something about this dog because I'm fucking fed up with this shit. It's like an everyday thing. I come back in.
So Solomon has a bad case of spring fever.
Sure. I come back in and I look at the stairs. So the girls' bedrooms are upstairs. I look at the stairs and the gate is knocked down. So we put a gate up in the stairs so he doesn't go up there. Well, the gate's been knocked down. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So I go upstairs and I go in Reagan's room first because she keeps like cookies and chips and whatever in her room.
Uh-oh.
So every time he breaks in, he goes in there, eats all the goddamn chips or candy or whatever is laying around.
Smart dog.
Yeah, smart dog. So I go in there. There's like an empty bag of something, which turned out that she had some kind of candy that she was keeping in that bag.
It wasn't chocolate.
No, it wasn't chocolate.
Okay, good.
But then I look across the hall to Zoe's room and her door is open. And the first thing I noticed was that her window was open.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh shit. So I go in there and then I see the disaster. Like literal disaster. Like her dirty clothes basket had been knocked over. So there were clothes like literally all over the room. Like the clothes in her closet were all knocked down. Her bedside table was knocked over. The lamp was on the ground. Her laptop's on the other side of the room. And the window is open and there's no screen. So I'm like, God damn it. So I poke my head out the window and sure enough, underneath in the backyard, there's the screen and a bag of popcorn.
So I made it out. I made it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he didn't climb out there. This is a second story. But think about it. Like, knocking out the screen, he could have fallen out the damn second story of the house.
For sure.
So I text my wife again. I took a picture of it, and I texted my wife. And she's like, I'm on the way home. So she came, and I told her the story. And she was confused. Because here's the second part of the story. I come downstairs. I go out to let all the dogs in. Two of the dogs come back. Solomon Grundy is not one of those two dogs. And I look everywhere. I don't see him.
Did you find the popcorn?
I had brought that in the screen.
Oh, darn it.
I look around. Don't see him. Don't hear him. I go and look underneath the porch. He's not in there because they like to hide under there sometimes. He's not in there.
Is he in your man cave podcasting?
He's not. He's not anywhere in the backyard.
Mm.
So there is a shed in my backyard, and apparently he has kicked the back wall off to the shed, and that's how he's escaping to the marsh. So I said, fuck this shit. And that's when I texted my wife.
Dog might be a zombie.
It could be. So yeah. I get in my truck and I start driving around the neighborhood and I see my wife and I was like, don't even talk to me right now. Like, the dog's not here. Just call for him. So I go over. I can't find him. She's looking for him. Can't find him. And about an hour later, there he is, knocking on the front door. Legs full of mud. Yeah. So
adventure. You've seen those Hollywood movies, you know, a dog's life, the journey of dogs, sure. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You Why should not? Strap a camera to Solomon. Who knows what frivolity that dog's getting into?
Well, I'm sure. And my wife is freaking out because he didn't have his collar on. I was like, well, whatever. Like, he's chipped, you know? So there's a flying fox in here. I'm going to get the son of a.
Flying fox.
Yeah.
Are you on the Quaaludes again?
No, you don't know what a flying fox is?
No.
Well, I didn't know what a flying fox was either until I moved down south. The flying fox is a fly that eats mosquitoes, and it looks like a ginormous mosquito. It's like 3 or 4 inches long.
Oh, jeez.
It looks like a giant mosquito, but they eat mosquitoes, and they're harmless. But it keeps, like, tickling my leg.
So the Solomon Grundy missing a collar.
Yes.
Were you initially thinking good riddance?
Yes. Yes, I was. I was like, well, that solves the problem.
It seems like the neighbor child 4 streets over just got a new puppy. Enjoy.
Yeah. But he ended up, and I tell my wife, I was like, well, whatever. He's chipped anyway. If they find them, they'll bring him back. And she's like, well, no, because the chip still has her old address and her old phone number.
Oops.
I was like, oh, well, I guess that solves the problem anyway.
Bye-bye, Solomon. That, we missed you.
That day, I did not speak to my dog.
Oh.
I did not even look in his direction.
Oh.
I was very angry with this dog. But I'm not going to hit the dog. Like, the dog doesn't know any better. He's a dog.
Talk about separation anxiety.
Yeah. So that's the whole thing. So now I had to repair screens, right? These two screens. Three screens. Because apparently he had torn one of the other ones in the living room, but did not get out the window. But the cat and Betty White had gotten out the window. So I came home and Betty White's on the front porch just sitting there. And the cat's nowhere to be found. We ended up finding the cat eventually.
Is the cat an outdoor cat?
No, it's first time the cat had been outdoor. Well,
oh my God, freedom! There's a whole new world out here.
So
without all these dumb dogs around.
So Reagan will actually walk the cat in the backyard sometimes with a leash.
Oh, okay.
But most of her life she's been in the house.
Gotcha.
So I had to repair screens. And I'm like, well, fuck that. I'll just buy new screens.
Yeah.
So I look on the Lowe's website. Shame on me. Terrible website. Shame on them. They will never sponsor the show. Wow. Because
they can sponsor the show.
No, they can't. Boycott.
Robert Lowe's, give me a call. Hit me up on Twitter. You can sponsor the show.
You can sponsor Nick. You cannot sponsor the show.
That's okay. Thank you. It's my show.
That's true. It is your show.
Yeah. Ha ha! Got you in a loophole.
So, don't see anything. I go on the Home Depot website. Much better searches, by the way. Oh. But I don't trust Home Depot because they steal people's credit card numbers. So they don't have them either. I go on Amazon, nothing. Go on Walmart, nothing. I check like...
What about Ace is the Place for your helpful hardware, man?
I check Ace, nothing.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, God damn it. And I start looking it up. Apparently, you cannot buy window screens.
What?
Apparently, window screens only come with Windows.
Oh my God. But can't you pull... Can't you use the frame, pull out the rubber bit that goes around it and buy the actual screen and do it yourself?
So
though I'm not a handyman, but I would assume you could do that.
As I found out, there's the flying fox. Damn it, where'd it go? Alexa!
You really sound crazy right now.
Did I get him? I think I got him. Got him! I'm like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yes, I know you don't know that. I wasn't talking to you. I watched Bloodsport tonight. It was fucking awesome. But what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So as it turns out, you can buy just the screen material in rolls, and you can buy the little rubber also in rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy the metal part, but they come in 4-foot sections, so you got to cut them yourself.
Jeez.
And you can also buy the little plastic corner pieces to connect them.
Wow.
So that's what I did. I bought little corner pieces, and I bought new screen material, and I bought the little rubber spline thing to connect the two things, and I fixed the screens.
Wow. Mr. Handyman, look at you.
I fixed the screens, and I told my wife, do not leave windows open if we're not in the house.
You know what would have happened to Nick?
Mm.
I would have had all new windows put in. Isn't that a shame?
I believe it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all right. It happens.
Yeah, you know.
You got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's the thing. So now I got to do the windows in the back of the house because last year Solomon knocked those out. And at the time, we did not realize that you could buy materials to fix them because we knew that you couldn't buy screens, so we just threw out the frames. So now I have to build new screens for the back of the house. I also have to spend some – fortunately, Zoe's not here this weekend. She's at her mom's because it's going to take me like all fucking day to clean that room.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's going to be probably my Sunday.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. I also –
Did you take the old screens when you said you threw those out? Did that all go onto a big, huge pile in the backyard along with some tires and you just had a big old-fashioned dump fire?
Oh, yeah. I burn everything.
Nice. I burned that everything. Black smoke. Oh man.
Oh yeah. When they came, so the house used to have wooden fencing all in the backyard. When we bought the house, most of it had already disappeared. And there were like, there was a fence in the front of it. And of course, having dogs, we couldn't just have that. So we had them tear that down and put up chain link all around the backyard. Which was not cheap because the backyard is like half an acre.
Yeah.
But still, it was fine. Like, we needed it. Cause there's also like a coyote den back in the marsh back there. So we don't want coyotes coming into the backyard.
Maybe that's where Solomon was.
Yeah, maybe he's going to hang out with the coyotes. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the coyote. Maybe the coyotes adopted him.
Maybe it's very possible.
We'll never know.
There's wild.
Put a camera on that dog.
There's wild horses back there too.
Put a camera on that dog. I want to see where it goes.
All right, I'm going to buy me a GoPro and put it on Solomon.
Yeah.
But
that's a Twitch channel I would support.
See, there you go. But yeah, so I ended up burning the majority of that fan. I still have some of it in the backyard. But most of it I burned. But now I need to tear down half of this fucking shed and reinforce the back wall so he can't get out of it. And so
sounds like you're going to be very busy this weekend. Maybe you need to take tomorrow off.
Oh, man, I wish I could.
Man.
I wish I could. I got way too much going on right now for the next few weeks.
Dang it.
But I think I'm going to make it into a project, though, because for a couple weeks I've been contemplating turning the shed that we have never used. I think the previous owner like used to park his truck back there.
Yeah.
Why he didn't just park in the garage, I don't know.
Be your hydroponic garden.
So yes, I'm going to turn into a greenhouse.
Yeah.
I just got to figure out how much time it's going to take me, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Just don't expect it to be done in a day.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, sounds like a perfect little project for you.
Yep. Yep. So I got
maybe take Solomon Grundy out camping with you,
and then just run off
some
back
of that energy.
Well, we've been pretty good about walking them in the evenings now.
Mm-hmm.
But like we took them tonight, and I asked my wife, I was like, shouldn't we just walk them in the morning? And she's like, that's a good idea. We should walk them in the morning and at night. And I said, damn it. Now I'll have even less time to do stuff. So starting tomorrow, we're going to get up at 5:30 in the morning to go walk the dogs. And that's very exciting, of course.
Wow. I can't believe it's warm there. Dude, it's been like so close to like snow every day.
Really? Yeah, it's been
for the last week.
It's been high 70s.
Jeez, no, we're like 40s.
I wish it was 40s. I love that weather.
Oh, and my wife she gets the hot flashes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here freezing my Tootsie Rolls off. And she's just like, well, we're not going to turn on the heat. Because in her head, as soon as she turns off the heat onto air conditioning, it never goes back to heat. And I'm just freezing. I have like two quilts on. Like, oh my God. Just going to bed all bundled up.
Wow.
Just strange. Strange for April. Let's put it that way.
Wow. Oh, I got a message. Hang on. Sure.
Who's this from?
This Weird is from, Al Yankovic? From Travis Williams.
Oh, I met him at C2E2. He's fabulous.
Yeah, he's great.
He is.
Hollywood Travis.
Yeah, I like him.
We're going to be recording some Aftershock.
Oh, when's that?
In about 30 minutes or so.
Oh, very well. You can let me go.
Yeah,
and go do your thing.
I can let you go in like 30 minutes.
Well, you can let me go now. I don't mind.
Oh, you do mind. You mind, goddammit.
I'm not going to keep you away from Hollywood.
No, he's not even home yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he works like a mile from home, but it takes him like 3 hours to drive back.
That sounds like California.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, anyways, disaster, Nick. Disaster up in this piece.
This does sound like a disaster.
And
holy.
I told my wife today, until we get this Xanax for the dog, I am not putting any curtains back up. It's literally been every day. Now I'm going to have to like spend some time patching holes because there's literally like 30 sets of holes on every window.
Jesus.
I did come up with an idea that I told my wife we should patent. I don't know if I should talk about it on the show. Oh, wait. Previous or prior art. Maybe I could talk about it. I'm establishing my patent right now. I cannot believe This does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how they have magnetic curtain rods?
Yeah.
But they're like dumb. So I came up with this thing. It's like metal plates and you screw those into the wall. And then the piece where the rods hang, the hooks, those are magnetized. So if your dog pulls the curtain down, no big deal. You just put them back up. Nothing breaks.
But are you saying that that curtain is magnetized and electrified? So when the dog grabs a hold of the curtain, it gets a nice bolt of electricity in it? Now I'm hearing what you're saying. I get it.
I told my wife I was going to take my my Raspberry Pi and get like a motion sensor or whatever. And so whenever they get too close to the door, it would like squirt a super soaker at them.
Oh, jeez.
No, I told them we need to get spray.
The dog just wants you guys around. That's all.
I know. I told them we just need to get spray bottles and put like one on each window and then one on the stairs, and then they'll never go near it because they're deathly afraid of the spray bottle. So we keep a spray bottle with water in it. So when they start like barking a lot or whatever, we just spray them.
Sure.
You know? And they hate that. So now you don't need to spray them. Like I just show them the bottle and they just run off.
Pavlov's response.
Yeah. Well, I also told her what we need to do is just play the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore on repeat all day.
Oh.
And then they'll think that, like, I'm home.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be good because then when your wife gets home and she hears some of the Tickle Fest subjects, then she'll be like, what the hell are you guys doing?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. Maybe that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Maybe you should do your comic talk today.
Oh, or maybe I could record an ASMR video.
Yes, you should.
And just play that on the TV all day.
Up you get, my darling.
It's okay, Solomon. Don't jump out the window. I'm right here with you. You want a hug? I will hug you.
Daddy's only wearing lederhosen.
Oh, episode title! We finally did it. I gotta write that down before I forget it.
iTunes, you'll never ban us with that one, jerk. You gotta round all your barriers.
So sad that I can actually spell lederhosen. Anyways.
Yeah, I like that you can. I knew you would.
Do German guys enjoy wearing lederhosen? Probably not, right?
I know guys enjoy wearing kilts, that's for sure.
Let me tell you, I think there's nothing wrong with kilts. I think that seems pretty comfortable.
Yeah, my brother-in-law and Gundy would both agree with you.
Yeah. Why is it not socially acceptable to wear kilts?
Right, and let's just push this one step further. Why do we have to wear underwear or any undergarment? What the hell?
Well, I mean, let it fly. You can go commando. I do that quite often.
Yeah, but also you're wearing tight pants. I'm saying like unconformed. Like put me in a dress so I can just flop it.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, Nick. I think we need to start a movement.
Yeah.
Let's do a petition for freedom of kilt wearing.
I'm with you.
I'd be down with that. I just watched a movie, not very good, so I don't recommend it. But the main guy, he was wearing it wasn't a kilt. He was like a hippie. So it was like, what do they wear in India? They're like, you know those like robe things? But it wasn't
like saris?
Because the sari is like a full body thing, right?
Yeah.
This guy, it was just like the bottoms. You know how like Samoans wear those skirts?
Yeah.
It was like that.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. You go into the hippy dippy territory.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like associated with, well, you know, he's wearing that kilt because he's not taking a shower for a month.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, you don't want to be a stinky boy.
Oh, I mean, he was definitely bathing. There was a lot of bathing in that show or in that movie.
Okay.
What was it called? First Winter.
Never heard of it.
It was a post-apocalyptic movie, but there was no post-apocalypse. It was just a bunch of hippies smoking weed in a freaking farm.
Yikes.
Anyways, it was fine. I wouldn't watch it again.
Sure.
But the dude had an epic beard. And his mustache was even more epic.
Hey, Pally, let me ask you about another trailer, since you didn't watch Sonic the Hedgehog.
Bloodsport. Great movie.
No. It's okay. Not my favorite. What are you thinking? Because I know you've seen it, even though you avoid trailers. I know you've seen it because you've gone seen movies lately. What are you thinking about the new Godzilla?
Yes. Godzilla. What was that trailer? In Shazam, actually. Yeah, they played Godzilla trailer.
Yeah, they did it for Avengers and Shazam for me.
Did we watch it in Avengers? I don't think so. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, what do I think about it? I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see.
Does it get you hyped? Are you excited for it?
Not really.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, not really. Like I said before, I like the Netflix Godzilla movies.
Mm.
They're animated.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking awesome. They're like really sci-fi and in space. They're fantastic. But
I think it brings on the childhood nostalgia that I had for Godzilla films.
I think it's got the potential for that. Like it looks like it'd be like an old school Godzilla flick,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like the whatever garbage they've made over the past 20 years.
Yeah, the Matthew Broderick's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, good. Thank God.
Yes.
His only good movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
and War Games.
Oh God! Oh shit! Is that streaming? I need to watch that again. God, I remember watching that. When did that movie come out?
85, 86, 85? I don't know. 85?
All right, let's find out. War Games, 83.
Oh, there you go.
So when did I watch this? It was not in 83 because I was but a wee bit lad. I mean, I couldn't have been but like 6 or 7 the first time I watched War Games. Dude, I watched War Games and that movie changed my life.
See, and you said there's only one Matthew Broderick film.
Well, the other one also changed my life because I based my entire high school career on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They should rename that Martin Ferretti's Day Off.
Uh-oh.
Or Martin Ferretti's 4 years off. But not 4 years. It was just like junior, senior year. But yeah, War Games. Let's see if I can stream it. Let's go to canistream.it. Great domain name, by the way. I wish I would have come up with that. War Games. Thinking. I bet it's not streaming. But I might just buy it. Why don't I not own this? I don't think I've seen this movie in like 30 years, Nick.
Wow. I wonder if it holds up because it certainly felt like a time and a place when it first came out.
Well, yeah, that's very true. I mean, like the story kind of might, right? Because of the whole AI. You know what? They should remake War Games. This would be a badass movie right now.
You're welcome. All right, welcome, Hollywood.
Can I stream it? You need to hire Nick Wetmore because your website also sucks.
Yeah.
It's not even loading.
I'm available.
Like, I can't search anything. So
I think Can You Stream It is like an inch away from being a Flash site.
Oh, is that what it is?
It just does not. It's so finicky.
Yeah, it's garbage. Rent. Oh, Watch with Prime. Hello.
Oh, nice.
Bingo. That's what I'm doing. Oh, God, that's such a bad idea. After Why? I finish recording this podcast and record the next podcast, I'm going to watch War Games.
Take off tomorrow. What the heck?
And then wake up at 5:30 in the morning to walk the dogs. Yay.
Oh, God. Can you just put a post-it note downstairs for the wife to do that? Honey, you do this one solo. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Come again. So, War Games. God, that was great. It's like, I don't know if you've tried to watch E.T. Not E.T. Batteries Not Included.
E.T. never went to go see that movie, never saw that movie.
Oh.
Batteries Not Included, never saw that movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Johnny Five! You mean you've never seen Johnny Five?
I know what Johnny Five is, but I've never seen it.
Oh, wait, no, that's Short Circuit, not Batteries Not Included. Have you seen Short Circuit?
Nope.
Are you serious right now? Who are you?
Nick Wilmore.
God damn it. Nick, how could you not have seen Short Circuit?
Just didn't.
Classic 80s flick.
Do you understand who my father is?
Well,
did Short Circuit or Batteries Not Included include any action? No. Answer, no.
Dude,
I never went to go see that.
There's plenty of action in Short Circuit. When Johnny Five's getting chased.
But not
in
the trailer.
That's true.
My dad saw Rambo and he's like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, my dad was big into Charles Bronson back in the day.
Yep, same here. Or he would see movies like Porky's, and he'd be like, Nick, we haven't seen a movie in a long time. Let's go see this. I don't know what it is, knowing exactly what it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Short Circuit. You should put that on your list.
I don't think so.
All right. I mean, it's not like it's yeah, it's one of those things. You got to be in the mood for Short Circuit.
Sure. You let me know how War Games is after our review.
Oh, I will. I want to rewatch. Well, Better's Not Included, yes. What was the other one? Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I want to rewatch that. Have you seen that?
I have rewatched that many a time.
Does it hold up?
Yes. That's a really good film. Yeah. That's a really good film.
All right. Maybe I'll do that.
Even owned it on Laserdisc. Ooh, pinkies up.
You are so fancy. I never owned the Laserdisc.
Yeah. I thought that was the way it was going to go. Not so much.
Yeah, a lot of people did. We had a Laserdisc machine at school to watch like documentaries and shit.
Yep.
And those things are huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. Yeah, my wife and I had this talk the other day because Reagan was talking about Health Class. And like they do Health Class separately for girls and the boys.
Sure.
But we didn't do that. Ours was co-ed.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of giggling when the Purple Dildo came out. You know, when you had the How to Put a Condom On demo?
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole lot of giggling. But apparently now they don't do that. They do separate, girls and boys.
Wow.
And I was like, that doesn't make sense. But I was like, yeah, it does. Like, boys have different parts. I was like, so? Boys need to know about girl parts and girls need to know about boy parts.
Yeah, what about gender fluid? Come on now.
Yeah, yeah. What about boys that have girl parts and girls that have boy parts?
Right.
So, anyways.
Don't be so narrow, Mrs. Ferretti.
You'll be happy. This already came out because we're recording in the past. But tomorrow's Comic Talk Today is me and Reagan talking Shazam.
Oh, that just went to the top of the queue. And Friday, Mr. Ferretti, Friday is a very busy podcast day. But you know what just jumped over everything that I always have things lined up a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
That Shazam review just jumped over everything. Oh, how exciting. Cannot
mm-hmm.
wait.
Mm-hmm. We were trying to figure out...
Will she be doing an Avengers Endgame?
No, she's going to wait for it to be out on Netflix or whatever.
Dang it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang it.
I asked her. Spoiler okay. Spoiler for the podcast, we talked about that.
Okay.
I think the next one we might do is a Dark Phoenix, though.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Maybe.
Have they seen all the X-Men movies?
No.
Hmm.
Nope. I don't even know, like, what are the comic book movies coming out? So Dark Phoenix is next, and what's after that?
All I know is that Pennyworth is coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still need to watch this last season of Gotham. I was waiting for the last episode to come out, and I think it just finished, a week, 2 weeks ago? Yeah, something like that.
I couldn't tell you. Never watched an episode.
Oh, Nick.
That's okay.
Wow. Let's see. Oh, Detective Pikachu. I'm going to go see that.
Oh, there you go.
That's not a comic book movie.
Are you going to be bringing the daughter and reviewing that? And will she want to go see Sonic as well?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You never know.
We haven't talked about Sonic. Rings. There is.
Just to let you know.
But they have the trailer for Pikachu, and they were both laughing hysterically the whole time. So we'll probably go see that. And Zoe said that we have to go see The Lion King.
We have to.
Yep. Oh, here we go. Spider-Man Far From Home, July 2nd.
Oh, great. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. That should be coming out soon.
Then New Mutants, August 2nd.
Ooh, that's Joker. Not a TV show?
Nope. It's a movie. Joker, October 4th. Gonna go see that. That's going to be awesome.
I have to go see that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know who will see it with me, but I'm going to go see that.
Mm-hmm. This list might be old because they still have Dr. Doom on here. That's not being done. And the X-Force movie, also not being done.
That's all right. I'll be, I don't mind the lull leading up to San Diego when they announce everything. So this is a good time.
What's that, July, August?
Yeah, I think late July.
Yeah. That'll be exciting.
That's okay. I can wait. I can wait for those announcements.
Sure. Sure. I mean,
I have Shazam. I have Shazam to put a smile on my face. That's all I need.
Hell yeah. Best superhero movie of the year.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a stamp on that.
There's a bunch of animated ones coming out, though. Like the Batman TMNT animated movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The Batman Hush movie.
Oh, okay.
There were a couple other ones I can't remember. A new Wonder Woman animated. And those are all going to be on DC Unlimited, so that's awesome.
Oh, that is. Yeah, that's great.
That's the good thing about that service.
DC Lego movies?
I don't like those as much.
No, you shouldn't like them as much. Come on.
Yeah, I don't like those as much. Those are not on DC Universe.
Okay, good.
But I gave Reagan my DC Universe info because she wanted to read Shazam. So.
Oh, heck yeah. You got to promote that any chance you get.
Yeah. There's not a lot on there, though.
Did she talk about cosplaying as one of the Marvel family?
I totally forgot about the cosplay.
Dang it. I only had like 4 questions for you to ask. Oh, you suck.
Yeah, well.
Oh. Dang
it. Jesus. Anything else going on? Any new comics you've been reading?
I'm still in the Wildstorm frame of mind.
Fantastic.
And, post-Earth. What is it? Wildstorm post-Earth.
Post-Human Division?
Post-Human Division, yes. That one is shockingly really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it.
It's very gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very gritty.
So, I'm actually going to be a little sad. I'm starting to come pretty darn close with, I think I have less than one hand's worth of titles left.
Oh, wow. Read.
So I'm going to be a little sad once that's done.
That's too bad.
But then it's on to the Darkness Compendium.
Yes.
So
I put my Darkness reading on hold until you catch up.
I hope you put it on hold so you can read the Rising Stars Compendium that I gave you, bastard.
I'll get there. We should say, since we talked about this last episode, that we found the reading order for the books we were talking about last time.
Mm-hmm.
Dream War, and what was the other one?
Ugh, don't even. I don't recall.
Was it World's End? It wasn't World's End. That's before. Number of the Beast, that's the one.
Yeah.
So if you want to read along, we're going to read that at some point.
There's quite a few tied in to those.
Yeah, for Number of the Beast, Dream War self-contained.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It is great. Oh, I don't recognize this character. Who's that? I need to look this guy up. All right, let's wrap this up, Nick.
Yes, get you over to another podcast.
You have been listening to the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nicholas Tiberius Wetmore. That's your new name, by the way.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, you are the Captain Kirk to my Spock.
You're Spock. You're giving yourself Spock.
Sure, why not?
I am Captain Kirk to your Scotty.
You are Captain Kirk to my Uhura.
Oh, yeah. You know what that means. First interracial kiss, yo. Remind me next time I see you. Pucker up, Buttercup.
You can, of course, find us on Twitter at Nick Wetmore, at GeekVining, at Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening. Blah, blah.